Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is another blessed day, amen. This is Sunday morning church on a Friday afternoon, and I am excited, as always, to come before you with a word from the Lord, amen. And I thank God for His precious Holy Spirit and His precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm excited, amen, saints, and I want you to know, amen, thank you, Jesus. When the praises go up, blessings come down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have an adversary, but we also have a God. Amen. We have Jesus who is our advocator, amen, and that can stand in the gap for us at any given time of the day, amen, hour, week, amen, or morning. Amen. The Bible say, amen, thank you, Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that speak against it, we'll be able to condemn it. And so I just praise God for this fact that, amen, knowing that God, amen, is our author and finisher. He is our, amen, Alpha and Omega. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I bless His name today. I bless Him. I bless Him. I bless Him. Thank you, Jesus. I bless Him from whom Ekebio Shaya, all blessings flow. I want you to listen to this.
Oh,
you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of his greatness, no searching of your power. But the wonder of his glory, see in 40 years, it's but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom, there is no end. Oh, but you
Amen.
the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We just give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You know, I always start off with a thought. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A meditation of God's word. Amen. And we need to meditate upon his word because that's the rhema. That's the life. Amen. To our spirit. Amen. A lot of people going around. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not knowing. Amen. That the most important part of our life is our spirit and our soul. Amen. And it needs to be fed. And the only way that you can feed it is through the word of God. The only way it will survive is through the rhema. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that we, amen, literally put into our spirits, amen, into our souls. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming out of the book of Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me with the strength in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. All the kings of the earth shall praise the Lord. Amen. Thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of thy mouth. Praise God. Yea, they shall sing in the way of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for great is the glory of the Lord. Thou, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, I praise you. This day, amen. Thou art so holy, amen, to me. Amen. And so, amen, we're going to listen and meditate upon the word. Amen. That was Psalms 138. 1-5. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1-5. Praise God. I just praise you today, Father. Hallelujah. For lifting me up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, amen. I ask you, Lord God, thank you, Jesus, that you would move by your spirit today. And ask you, Lord God, amen, in the atmosphere. Praise God, hallelujah, and in the stratosphere. Thank you, Jesus. And in the troposphere, God. Amen. And then I'm Oshaya. Lord God, that's the first layer that's close, amen, to the earth. Hallelujah, that you would disperse angels on our behalf. Amen, amen, for your glory. Amen, so many people are going through all manner of sufferings. Amen, in the earth realm. And Father, we need you, amen, to send a word. Amen, a rhema word of deliverance. Amen, and send Jesus' blood to cover us today. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, in the troposphere, Lord God, that you would move out the principalities, those princes that are in the troposphere right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, every portion, amen, of the earth realm that they have tried to invade, God, we ask you, Lord God, to send Michael, the mighty war angel, to fight for us, be it, amen, in our homes, God. On our jobs, God, with our children, Lord God, and the sickness that's in our bodies, God, be it the finances, Lord God, my God, in our cars as we travel up and down the dangerous highways. I'm asking you, Lord God, to send the angels, Lord God, in the troposphere, and Lord God, in the atmosphere, God, Lord God, disperse your mighty angels to begin the fight in the atmosphere to tear down, Lord God, every prince, amen, and every, amen, a demon that has tried to resurrect itself over the bodies of Jesus Christ, amen, and the people that are in the world today, God, that you would send those angels in, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and that they will begin to fight in the atmosphere, tear down the stronghold, tear down every unrighteous spirit in the name of Jesus, that will try to invade, amen. Life, because we need God more rhema, honey, oh, shine, no more fire, more of your word, God.
in the name of Jesus. And we need you to tear up and root up every witch, Garobo, Shanabo, Zata, in the name of Jesus. And every warlock, Kemil, Shanabo, Saya, and every hoodoo, voodoo, divination, demon, and every lust spirit and every unrighteous spirit today, every trick and trap of the devil, every word that's been spoken over us of negativity, our God, to destroy these demons from away from around our homes and our property. Destroy these demons, Lord God, away from around, amen, our children. Lord God, he carry your shana Messiah, and on our jobs and in the government. Lord God, with President Barack Obama and Lord God, Joe Biden, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, send your will, my God, over in Jerusalem, Moshana Messiah, for you have set me as a watchman now. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. That won't come down off of that post till we ask you to destroy the works of the enemy. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue to move, God. Be with your people, amen, all this weekend long, God, because we made it through, amen, with the blessings of you, my Father. And I pray for every pastor, every teacher and evangelist, amen, that's going through these demonic attacks, God, that you would raise them up above, amen, and demon and that sit them in heavenly places. In Jesus' name, I pray. I just give you glory, God. Amen. I'm not coming down off the post, devil. Amen. And I don't care what you try to do. Amen. You're still defeated. Amen. I've seen. Amen. You defeated. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Even as far as last night, I woke up with the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 For two segments straight, amen, the enemy has literally, tried to attack me in my voice. Amen. But we just give God glory because I have risen above the occasion. Amen. And I've seen what Satan ain't nothing but a defeated foe. And he's a scumbag. Amen. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm still on the air and I'm still doing God's will. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God, and I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. In Jesus' name. And one of the things that we do, amen, we always take the Lord's Supper. Amen. And I have missed it on several occasions. Amen. But because I miss it doesn't mean that you guys should miss it. If you believe that Jesus' body, amen, is broken for us and supposed to be accepted until his coming. Amen. Praise God. I just give God praise. So in the book of 1 Corinthians, thank you, Jesus. One of the things that it says in the 24th verse, it says, when he has given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Then the Bible said, after the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you may take it now. When I tell you, amen, God is so good to me, and I love him so much, and he has literally showed me, I don't care what the enemy try to do, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm still staying on my post. I'm still staying in the battlefield. I don't care what's been going on. Amen. I'm always crying out for God to help me. Amen. To make it, amen, to the next level. Amen. And honor for me to be able to do the things that he has pointed me to do, because I will keep my vow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's not about nobody but Jesus Christ. And, you know, I had told you about, amen, I had spoken to you about ERA, E-R-A. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that God does not do, he does not work on a time frame, amen, as far as we look at years, amen. But he works, amen, on the word E-R-A, amen. And once one error has occurred, amen, then he will bring in another error. And we are in the last era, amen, for the things that God has purposed for, amen, the lives of mankind, amen, thank you, Jesus, and his will, amen, and Christ is soon to come. So we're looking for, amen, the millennial reign of Christ, amen, to come. And I'm saying that now so people will know that I said the millennial reign of Christ, that you know it came from my lips, amen. We are looking for the millennial reign of Christ, amen. So once one era leave out, another era comes in. Throughout the years, every era was brought forth and set aside for the purpose of God, amen. This we must understand. God's era for purpose is not established the way that man perceives error. Scientists and their systems, amen, and their systematic, amen, way of comprehending time, amen, and understanding it, it's literally a chronological thing most of them use, amen. And scientists dealing with error or time frame, it's a regular period in the arrangement of events in order of their occurrence, amen. The assignment of correct dates, amen, to know events and to reconcile, amen, and to be able to understand the discrepancies, amen, of the dates, amen, amen, that these causes, amen, occurred and for what reason, and the variation in the system employed in modern and ancient time. So geologists, amen, archaeologists may go out and look at a date, amen, as far as a tree is concerned, or as far as bones are concerned, as far as the earth layers are concerned, and date them, amen, and say, well, this happened in 2,500, amen, million years ago. And so we calculate the time, amen, that the earth was during that time and the next time, amen, that it was something else would occur. So we have entered into the 21st century, and we entered in that, a few years back, amen, and the millennial reign of Christ is coming. The millennial reign is Christ in coming. Amen. You heard this first from me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And before the he comes in, there is a shifting in the stratosphere, the atmosphere, amen, and the troposphere. First, amen, you're going to see the shifting as far as the stratosphere is concerned. And you're going to have to be spiritually discerned to be able to understand what is going on in the stratosphere. Amen. So we know that there is something going on in the heavens, in the stratosphere, that we cannot detect with our natural eye, but with the spirit eyes of that God has given us, we will be able to detect this occurrence. Amen. And then in the atmosphere, amen, all of this, amen, that is going on, we still can't see it. Amen. And then, amen, in the troposphere, amen, you will be able to see the manifestation of it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because it's closer to us. Amen. These occurrences, amen, are really coming, amen, in the earth realm in order to bring in the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Changes are made before our very eyes. Amen. And these changes can be seen in the supernatural. So, amen, if you don't have an eye to see in the spirit realm, you're going to miss out, amen, on the changes. And that's what's happening, amen, with America and the world today. Thank you, Jesus. They have missed out, amen, on the changes that are happening, and they don't know that, amen, we are right and in time. So we are looking at an era that has come in, amen, and Jesus has already birthed forth the last generation, amen, and that is the spirit being, amen. They that worship, amen, the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth, amen. And Isaiah, amen, thank you, Jesus, 50, amen, thank you, Jesus, 50, thank you, Jesus. 53 speaks about, amen, Jesus travailing on the cross, amen, and birthing forth, amen. And they let us know, amen, in the Bible say, what is this here new thing? I'm paraphrasing it, that a man would be pregnant and birth forth. Amen. Well, that man was Jesus Christ, and he birthed forth the spirit man, the last, amen, people that will fulfill the purpose of God, the remnant of people that will not bow down to Satan, to Balaam. Thank you, Jesus. So we study the astronomical times. We study, amen, geological times, and we study archaeological times and political or history, historical times. But God doesn't measure by time frame on history or astrology, amen, or any other time frame that man has set up. He uses era, E-R-A. We use a 10-year period as a decade and a 100-year period as a century. Instead, God associates era with generations and the events that will, amen, and have occurred during the during the time that that generation, amen, was brought forth for God's purpose. Amen. There's a remnant coming in. Amen. And the last generation won't bow down to Balaam. They won't take, amen, and compromise their lives and do the things that Satan wants them to do. Amen. Because they have been sold out to God. Amen. And his son, Jesus Christ, for the purpose that God has literally established, amen, for us to do. When Abraham fulfilled his purpose, that era ended. Amen. When Noah fulfilled his purpose, that era ended. Thank you, Jesus. Now, after all that we have seen and the others and we've heard in the Bible and read and considered, amen, to be truth, amen, they are infallible truth, amen. This generation, amen, has been fulfilled and their purpose, amen, and Jesus, amen, came to fulfill the purpose on earth, amen, for that generation, amen, and for the remnant, amen, that are the spirit, amen, developed beings, amen, that Jesus birthed up on the cross. His birthing forth, amen, of the last generation, the spirit being, the new generation, the new organism that will be utilized for the purpose of the last era. You see, God is not playing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There is a shifting. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the troposphere. Amen. In the atmosphere. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in the stratosphere. Amen. For the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're not seeing it. We're not seeing the signs of time like I told you before. We are literally looking at what we want to look at because we haven't set ourselves to be developed in the spirit man. Amen. And be able to adhere to what God is saying. Amen. To the body of Christ. So we are in a literally, we are in a state of confusion. We are in global recession, amen, and it's not going to stop, amen, and a lot of people are going to end up getting into a world of trouble and follow this old dirty devil, amen, that's causing people to lose their souls just behind a morsel of bread. So I was talking to you about era, and I was telling you, amen, thank you, Jesus, because of the sins and how it has spread it rapidly over the earth, amen. After the fall of Adam and Eve, God had literally repented from creating mankind. So he birthed forth Seth, amen, and then he birthed forth Noah, thank you, Jesus, amen. And Noah was the one that came in this era. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. From the Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 5 was, amen, the first era, amen, concerning God's will and purpose for mankind. But Satan stepped in with his dirty, no good self and literally tried to destroy the works of God, and God had to come in, amen, and reconstruct and reestablish his will and purpose down here on earth so that we can be saved. Excuse me, saint. You see, God is in the saving business, and he loves his people, and his son Jesus loved his people so much that he died on the cross for us. He died for the Jews, but he also died for the Gentiles that want him. And you have to want God. I want God, and I love God. Amen. And I love the Holy Spirit. And the last entity that he sent down here was the Comforter, who would guide and teach us into all truth. Amen. And this is what he's doing. He's literally telling us about Jesus Christ, about the Father, about creation, and about end time revelation, how we must live spiritual and moral laws, amen, in order to see the King. Excuse me, because holiness without, no man shall see the King. Excuse me, saints, amen, praise God. Even though my body might be up under, amen, attack, I'm still going to do the will of God, because, see, I'm already saturated in God, amen, and my praise and my worship is so high, it's elevated above the attacks, even though the attacks coming, amen, they cannot, amen, penetrate. Amen. So Genesis, amen, chapter 6, it picks up, amen, again with the sons of God, which were the angels, and had seen the daughters of man, and they were fair to look upon. So they, amen, then took them and married them and created all kind of species on the earth, giants, amen, and all kind of unrighteous, amen, men that crept in, amen. Jude speaks about them, that crept in unaware and began to mess up, amen, God's people. And I told you about the genes, amen, and how they were defected, amen. And thank you, Jesus, and how God had to literally come in, amen, and reconstruct the genes. And it took 130 years for him to do that before Adam and Eve even conceived, amen, their next child, which was Seth. I let you know about that, amen, and how the DNA, amen, thank you, Jesus, that's in Jesus Christ is now in us, amen, and it gives us a distinct identity that we belong to God, amen. When you see the blood, amen, on the doorpost, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and the angels pass over, they're going to pass over us, amen, and get the enemy, so you don't have to worry about your enemy. But the imagination of man and the thoughts in the hearts were evil continually, so God eventually ended up causing, amen, Noah in this era, amen, that came forth, praise God, to build an ark, amen. So I left off, amen. Noah was 600 years at the time of the flood, amen. And what God had told me was time was determined by the age of a person, amen, amen. And you can understand how many years, amen, was in existence by the age of a person before something occurred. You could determine how many days it was and what the month and man was when the flood began at the age of Noah. So the flood started in the month of Noah, 600 birthday, and in the 600th year of Noah's life, and the 2 months later, on the 17th day of the second month, on that same day, the foundations of the great deep were opened. My God, thank you, Jesus. And the windows of heaven were open in that era. After 7 days, the flood came. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. Thank you, Jesus. As the water increased on the earth, amen, the ark was lifted up by the waters, amen. The fountains of the great deep were underground spring water that God had preserved for mankind at the beginning of creation. Thank you, Jesus. The earth had to retain much water to keep it from cracking, amen. And so the underground, amen, springs was one way of keeping the inner core from cracking. And I told you about that big old iron ball that's in the earth, amen, amen, in the inner core. And what it does, it cooks the earth, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, so that it can stay intact. And this is what God is literally saying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Also, he kept the water at the North Pole and the South Pole for preservation. Thank you, Jesus. Not only is water an important factor in the earth, but heat is as well. Heat from the sun and volcanoes help generate the heat needed to keep surface and keep the surface and beneath the surface warm. And the spring water helps to keep the earth moist so that it does not crack from dryness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the glory. When the earth was created, God cooked it, amen, in water. Amen. The Holy Spirit literally moved by the will of God and began to cook, amen, the ingredients, amen, that were, amen, thank you, Jesus, poured into a container. And it was just like a pottery-like substance, like you would see flour would be, amen, and how you would add the ingredients to flour, amen, and then you would take and turn around and mix them all together, amen, and the liquid, amen, would cause, amen, to the cake, amen, to get firm. Well, this is what God did at the beginning of creation. Amen. If you were cooking bread, amen, it's just like the earth is still cooking under low heat. Amen. You don't turn the fire up hot because it would burn up. Amen. But God let that iron ball, amen, that's in the inner core, amen, stay heated up long enough and for, amen, praise God, the earth to cook under a low heat. Thank you, Jesus. It first has to have the right ingredients. And so we look at the right ingredients. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And we look at the matter. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then the molecules. Amen. And the mass. Amen. And all of these. Amen. God had made. Amen. Them to literally, amen, have the earth have cells, and cells grow, amen, thank you, Jesus. And so in the process of the earth being cooking, those cells begin to grow, amen, in the water itself and begin to cook, amen, the earth, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen. Those molecules, amen, that were in there, amen, begin to literally, amen, open up and begin to expand for the earth to grow to the consistency that the Holy Spirit wanted it to grow to, and then he began to shape it, amen. So, amen, being in a container, amen, this container is invisible, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and the thing that God, amen, did, amen, thank you, Jesus, in order to keep it from falling apart, amen, it had to stay moist. That's why it's so much more water on the earth than it is land. That's why, amen, in the atmosphere, amen, in the troposphere, you got the clouds, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen, and they have water in them so that, amen, it can do a continuous recycling of water, amen. The water goes on the earth, amen, then it does what it has to do, amen, and then it goes right on back up to the clouds, amen, amen. These underground springs assisted God in the preservation of the earth. Then God opened up the windows of heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's where the clouds are, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and the troposphere. Thank you, Jesus. And literally, amen, through those clouds, water began to come down, amen, in rain. Thank you, Jesus, up on the earth, amen, during Noah's time. In all actuality, there are windows in heaven. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And these windows were opened up from the third, second, and first heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And was allowed to pass through. Amen. Upon the earth. The rain assisted in the flooding of the earth. The world sits in a container that has measuring lines for determining factors. Amen. Amen. These measuring lines are there. Amen. Kept there in order to keep the earth and the stars and the moon and the sun and all of those different planets from colliding together, from coming together. So we needed the earth, amen. Thank you, Jesus, to have the measuring lines. Scientists call them magnetic fields, amen. But they are measuring lines. That's what God said they are. And then, thank you, Jesus, we are housed in water just like a fish, but separated from the water by the will of God. God is awesome, saints. I just feel like praising him, and I love him so much. I give him glory. Hallelujah. My God, and as I'm talking, amen, God is talking to me. And one of the things, amen, that he has literally let us know that he is the one, he is the creator. Satan has literally deceived so many people with this Charles Darwin theory and this Albert Einstein, whatever you want to call it, amen, till people believe that mess. And that allows a door to be open for Satan to say that there ain't no God. But I've been in his presence. I mean, I soaked with him. I talked to him. The Holy Spirit literally talked to me. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God, I don't know where I'd be, because daily I'm up under attack. Thank you, Jesus. And don't think you exempt from it, those that say they're not up under attack, because you're not exempt, amen, if you belong to God. But God told Noah at this time he would destroy all flesh that was on the earth with water because of man's continual acts of sin. Satan caused this evil because he wanted to take over the earth. Amen. Isaiah 14, 12 through 17, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 19, and in Revelation 12, amen, 4 through 12 will speak, amen, of what I am and speaking in reference, amen, to what, amen, the topic is about. One way to do this was to defile the genes. He was trying to establish a one-world government, amen, and use his seeds, amen, that he has planted in the earth realm for the destruction of God's seeds. Jesus had told the disciples a parable. He said, amen, one of the things that we weren't supposed to do is separate the wheat from the tare. Amen. We as pastors and leaders and evangelists and all whatever, we so dignified and so holy, some of us, that we have literally killed out the wheat. Amen. Thinking they were tare. But the wheat has a special assignment. Amen. For the purpose of God. So we need to stop killing out God's people. The flood covered the hills and reached heights of 15 cubits inwards, upwards. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Every living substance, plants, trees, herbs, insects, man, and beasts were destroyed. It only rained 40 days and 40 nights, but the water remained upon the earth 150 days after the rain. God allowed this duration of the water on the earth to make sure that all flesh and fowls was dead. Amen. Not only were they dead, amen, thank you, Jesus, but they decayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that when the water would be dried up, amen, a lot of the odors and things, amen, you wouldn't be able to see. And what the decay did, it really replenished the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because the earth, amen, upper surface, the upper layer of the earth is replenished by compost, I'll say it like that, by animals and plants, and thank you, Jesus. Amen. That make up a compost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That topsoil. Thank you, Jesus. God did not forget Noah and what he had told him, nor did he forget the animals. Amen. God created a wind to blow over the earth, and the water stopped. Amen. The springs that contain the underground springs, amen, water, amen, were told by God. God spoke to them. It wasn't no osmosis. It wasn't what you think it was. But God told, amen, these elements to stop. Amen. When God speaks, everything must obey. And we forget that God is God and he's sovereign. And we, like I said, we go around doing everything we big enough and killing our God's people and thinking we doing God a favor and think God don't see these things. God could speak 1 minute, 1 second. He could even think it, amen, and it will come to pass. Saints, you don't need God's enemy. You need God if you're going to be able to, amen, survive for what's getting ready to come down in the earth one realm. Thank you, Jesus. God, amen, told it to stop coming forth. He commanded the earth that the house, that houses springs, amen, to close up. He said, earth, close up. Don't let the spring waters come up out of the ground anymore. Don't let the aquifers come up anymore. Then he closed up the windows of heaven and the rain stopped coming down on the earth. He told the heavens, amen, those windows, he said, close up, don't rain anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the kind of power we got. Amen. A God that can do everything but fail. Satan ain't got no power, but that which was given to him by God and that which he steals from mankind through his deception, manipulation, amen, lust, amen, and all these things, amen, that he does to people in order to steal. He's the thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. The ark rested in the 7th month after the flood on the 17th day of the month, amen. Thank you, Jesus. On the 7th day of the month, on the mountain of Great Ararat and Little Ararat. There are 2 Ararats, amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's the Great Ararat and then the Little Ararat. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It rested upon both mountains. One part of the ark was on one side of the mountain, amen, and the other part was on the other side of the mountain. The water continued to drain off the earth in the 10th month, and on the 1st day of the 10th month, Noah, amen, could see the tops of the mountain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The ark rested upon the mountains in the 17th day. Amen. Not 17th, the 7th day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Of the month and the 17th day of that month. Thank you, Jesus. It took God 2 months and 23 days for Noah to see the top of the mountain. It took Adonai 2 months and 23 days to remove all the water that was on the earth. After 40 days, Noah opened the windows of the ark and sent out a raven. The raven, being a scavenger bird, would fly back and forth to the ark, but would not allow Noah to catch it. Amen. Noah couldn't catch the raven. One day it did not come back. It could have died or have found a resting place of survival, amen, off of the floating carcasses. Amen, we don't know. Thank you, Jesus. But what Noah did was to send out a female dove, and amen, they were more gentle and easier to train. She was apt to return if she could not find rest for her feet. She did return back. Amen. Noah waited another 7 days. Amen. Bless the God that I serve. And sent her out again. This time in the evening, the dove came back with an olive leaf. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Olive, amen, represents the anointing. The anointing, amen, is applied by Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, amen, is our anointing that rests on the inside of us. In Turkey, one of the trees that grows there is the olive tree, and it ranges from 10 to 40 feet in height, amen, and produces olives from for all in lamps, medicine, and anointing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So these trees, they really grow high. Noah waited another 7 days and sent out the dove, and at that time she did not return. Noah knew that the waters were drained off the earth and soon the land would be dry. The dove was easy to train, and one of the things God, amen, thank you, Jesus, knew that, amen, the female dove would, what she would do when it was time for mating, would bring a gift, amen, to her mate, letting him know it was time to start a family. Amen. And that was the olive, amen. Thank you, Jesus, branch that she brought Noah. After she had brought forth proof that the waters were drained off the earth, amen, she made it with her mate, and Noah sent her out again, and she went back, amen, to the nest she had made in a tree, a cliff, to lay her eggs. She never returned back to the ark because she had to incubate her eggs and parent them when they were born. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters was upon the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So 1 year after Noah's 600th birthday, the waters were dried up off the earth. Amen. In the first day of Noah's 601 birthday, on the first day, the waters were completely dried. At this time, Noah removed the top of the ark, amen, and looked on the surface of the ground. He could see the ground was dry. God told Noah to go out of the ark, and he and his wife and sons with their wives and every living thing, the fowl, the cattle, the creeping things, because it was now time to mate and replenish the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Each animal played an important role in the preservation of the earth. Amen. Remember I told you, amen, when Satan did that dirt that he did to Adam and Eve, God did not, amen, recreate, amen, create another thing, but he literally, what he did was use what he has, amen, in order to keep, amen, mankind alive. God does not go in. He don't have to go in and recreate anything. All he have to do is reconstruct. Amen. We are the clay and he is the potter. Amen. The birds would carry seeds to various parts of the world, thus allowing vegetation to grow again. Amen. When the earth was created from the very beginning, the birds and the animals would carry seeds, amen, to various parts of the land, amen. And that's how, amen, the various trees and plants and stuff begin to, amen, to be multiplied in the land. God is highly intelligent, and he's awesome and infinite in his powers. Thank you, Jesus. So Noah obeyed the Lord, and Adonai removed him and his family from the ark along with every animal. Because the Lord found Noah to be a righteous man, he chose him to be a leader to preserve life. Noah thus went out, amen, to build an altar unto the Lord and to make a burnt offering unto the Lord God Almighty. We need to start, amen, letting God know through prayer, amen, how thankful we are to him. Because in a day, span of a day's time, you don't know what God is doing to keep the earth, amen, from being destroyed, to keep us from being destroyed, to keep our children intact, amen, and to keep our livelihood going because of what Satan is doing. He is dirty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When God gave the laws of Moses, a burnt offering was burnt every day for the people. Amen. You can read that in Leviticus chapter 9. He took up every clean beast and every fowl and offered it for a burnt offering for propitiation, to make reconciliation because of the simple act that man had committed on the earth. These important figures, Noah, amen, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Christ, amen, thank you, Jesus, all made covenant with God, amen, for man's salvation and offered up sacrifices. Christ made the ultimate burnt offering, and it was a sweet smell in God's nostrils. Amen. The offering, amen, Noah made was a sweet smell that went up to heaven and was well pleased to the Lord. God had, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, made a covenant relationship with Noah and was well pleased with Noah. He told Noah he would never cause the earth to be flooded and would show a token by the rainbow that we see, amen, from generation to generation. That rainbow that's in the sky, amen, thank you, Jesus. He knew that the imagination of man's heart was wicked from their youth. What Noah did was remove enmity between God and man. Thank you, Jesus. So Adonai said, while the earth remains seed harvest and seed time and harvest and cold and hot and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. It won't end. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is the reaping time for us saints. Amen. And I told you what to do. Buy up as much land as you can buy. Keep your land. Keep your livelihood. Because when the Antichrist comes, we as Christians don't have to accept the mark of the beast. Thank you, Jesus. I have learned that obedience, amen, is a walk. You walk in your obedience to the things that God has assigned for you to do. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Despite of what you see or how people treat and talk about you, how they steal from you, amen, how they hate you, you must continue to obey the Lord. Amen. You will, amen, encounter unbelievers. Amen. And sometimes doubt might come to you. But because of the task being made hard by Satan, amen, and his evil angels, you must stay, amen, as a watchman on the post. While walking in obedience, you have to work. So work while you are walking. Amen. Noah provided his righteousness by building the ark. And he was working in, amen, in order, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, to be obedient. So keep your focus on God, for he won't leave you, nor will he forsake you. And thank you, Jesus. Isn't it funny how you have to have literally been waiting on God, amen, to amen, and wanting him to, amen, literally do something for you, amen. And you stay in his face all the time talking about, amen, what's going on from day to day. Thank you, Jesus, and amen, because he is God, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we must not be doubtful, amen, and fearful and begin to panic. Amen. Sometimes avoiding the very thing that will take us to the next level and bring us success. Amen. We have to pray for it. Amen. And wait on the Lord and walk in our obedience. Well, all that he is seeing is if you will, amen, obey him and remain faithful despite of the oppression, amen, you are facing. Amen. Ain't no devil in hell can stop the will of God. Then and only then can he trust you to take you to the next level. Noah obeyed the Lord, amen, and ended up, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, saving a generation, a nation of people that would bring in eventually the birthing of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now, saints, I'm telling you, whatever you do, thank you, Jesus, fall into this mindset. I'm going to do God's will. I'm going to obey him. Amen. And I'm going to respect him because a lot of us are not respecting God. We don't regard God. He's the God of increase. He's the God of multiplicity. He can do everything but fail. And we only want him when we need him, but we don't want to do his will. Excuse me. We don't want to do the things that God has appointed, amen, for our life. Truly, saints, there is a God. If you don't know him today as being your Lord and Savior, I give you a chance, amen, to repent for your sins, to acknowledge him, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the doors are open. I have given you information on how you can contact me, amen. You have to go through my segments, amen, because, amen, thank you, Jesus. I don't want no playing, no games, amen. I'm serious about my work, and I know that God is on the throne. I know him for myself. Why don't you give yourself a chance to know him before it's too late? May God add a blessing, amen, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend because I have truly enjoyed, amen, this segment, amen, of my ministry, amen, today. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.